Tornadoes. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Within numerous reports of the overwhelming destruction left behind by killer tornadoes recently, it seems clear that tornado season is off to an early and savage start. And adding to that danger are the many myths still circulating about these potentially deadly storms.
They're about as prevalent as urban legends.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rivey, who says first, many believe that the low pressure with tornadoes can explode buildings, but that's false.
The low pressure in a tornado, although strong, is not enough to cause a building to explode.
And that fact also explodes the next myth, which says if a tornado is headed your way, you need to open the windows to equalize the pressure.
Forget about the windows and just try to get to a safe place, the lowest level of the house, or if you don't have that, maybe into a bathtub covered by blankets or a mattress or something to protect your body from flying debris.
And regarding a popular myth that tornadoes seek out trailer parks, Rippey says storm tracks prove that's false. It's just that mobile homes are more susceptible to wind damage than other structures. But no matter what structure you're in, John Siminski with the National Weather Service advises everyone to have an all-hazards radio.
That's like having a, you know, you have a smoke detector in your house. I call it a weather detector. If a tornado warning comes out and you are asleep, the radio can alert you. And that in itself is invaluable.
The radios work on battery backup, so there's no issues with power outages and cost anywhere from $40 to $100, a small price to pay for safety. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.